A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Intermountain Healthcare is reminding everyone as we head into the Thanksgiving weekend, Utah is still a top 10 hotspot state for COVID-19 cases and hospitalization. Doctors say the numbers are nearly at the same levels as this week last year. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the three men facing charges in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial have been found guilty of felony murder. They now face a life prison sentence. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
We have a new crash on southbound I-15. It's going to be in the Riverdale area as you're approaching the I-84 junction, and it is bringing traffic to a standstill, creating delays into Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The coldest night so far this season with clear skies. Expect a low of 25. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Bit of sunshine, 41 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
Those incidents of unruly and violent airline passengers are at historic levels, and Attorney General Merrick Garland is directing federal prosecutors across the U.S. to make prosecuting them a priority, citing threats to crews and other passengers. Airports are crowded with Thanksgiving travelers, some in long TSA lines, including in Houston.
Oh my goodness, it was completely out of control.
All three white men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, the unarmed black jogger, have been found guilty in Brunswick, Georgia. Former prosecutor turned criminal defense attorney Robert DiCello on the key piece of evidence.
It is the video. The video. It is always the loudest voice in the courtroom when you have it. And they had it.
A video showing the men cornering Arbery. In Southern California, public safety power shutoffs have begun, so Cal Edison has cut off power to more than 2,800 customers in order to prevent wildfires amid strong Santa Ana winds. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Taxpayer
expense. What is dedication?
People ask how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Time for the KSL In-Depth Outlet. A Utah company known for making smart socks for newborns that monitor heart rate and oxygen levels have announced that they will stop selling the socks until they get FDA approval. Deseret News reporter Art Raymond joins me live. And do they need FDA approval for some smart socks?
Well, the FDA thinks that they do.
Interesting. Tell us about this. I've never heard of that.
Well, Owlet is a Utah-based tech startup. They got going in 2015. And what the company did, their core innovation, is they adapted a technology that's been around for a very long time, pulse oximetry, to function as a way to monitor infants while they're sleeping. What the device does is keeps constant check on heart rate and blood oxygen saturation levels and can feed real-time data to a parent's smartphone and also issue a warning on a monitor, audible and visual warning if levels, either of those levels, moves outside the normal range.
All right. So has the company had to stop selling the socks?
They have, and it's in response to a warning letter issued by the Food and Drug Administration. And in that letter, the agency kind of stipulates that the Owlet sock is not a wellness device. And I think where the pivot is, or where the FDA's concern really lies, is not in owlet's function as monitoring those levels, but that it takes the information and decides at some point to issue a warning. Hmm. And my interpretation of the FDA's concern on that is as soon as you issue the warning, you are doing a diagnosis, and that's anything in diagnostic equipment needs FDA approval.
So do people who own those socks need to worry?
They don't. I think it's important to note that the FDA did not issue a safety warning. They're not asking the company to recall all monitors that have been sold since they started the company, and that's over a million devices. But they do want the company to move forward to obtain FDA approval, at which point they can go back to selling the device or, of course, if they're not able to do so, pivot to in another direction.
All right. And I'm assuming you've written a story on this, and people can find out more at Deseret.com?
That's right.
All right. All right. Thank you. I appreciate your help. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Let's get you up to date on the drive. We do have a really rough ride this afternoon. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Solid delays southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. It at one time stretched at 33rd, then 45th. Now the delays start at 53rd South, so only a slight improvement. But they are solid from 53rd South in Murray to 146th South in Draper, where we still have the remainder of the earlier accident over to the left, plus a second crash at about 123rd South in Draper. And then northbound I-15, it is bogged down between 123rd and 106th South in Sandy. We still have the cleanup of the accident northbound I-215's West Belt approaching California, but the delays have cleared. Michelle?
Well, we're looking good southbound I-15 coming over the point of the mountain until we hit Spanish Fork. We have delays there between there and Spring Lake with a crash. This is Spanish Fork, 8,000 south on the right shoulder. Steve?
Well, northbound 15 delays in Davis County are there. Typical from Layton to the Parkway up to Antelope Drive. Meantime, more emergency traffic on the southbound side of I-15. It's a parking lot packed in Ogden down to Clearfield. Got a crash in the mix in Riverdale. That's approaching the I-84 split. Now, that's closed off the left lane, and those delays are backed up to Midland Drive right now. Northbound 89 bogged down between SR-193 and the I-84 ramps. Add some symphony to your life as Korean violinist In Mo Yang makes his Utah Symphony debut on Mendelssohn's Treasured Violin Concerto. Go to utahsymphony.org for ticket information. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's see if we can expect any rain in the next week. Kristen Van Dyke has the 7-day forecast.
Thanks, Maria. A chilly start to the 7-day forecast, and it stays dry for the next 7 days, too. 44 for Thanksgiving with sunshine, lows in the 20s. Friday, haze moving in, 46 on Saturday, more sunshine, but haze too, 48 degrees. And on Sunday, hazy and 49, lows in the low 30s. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sunshine with highs in the low to mid 50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, 41 degrees downtown.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at Wasatch Medical Clinic was tested by Cambridge University and the Cleveland Clinic, and the results are in. It's proven to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, we'll also include something unique that produces instant results to intimacy. I don't think I've ever seen it fail. And for a limited time, blood work and testosterone is free as well. This is a $650 value, free to those that call in the next 2 minutes. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your love life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
NMLS 1817019.
LendRight Mortgage declares freedom from high rates and closing costs with the introduction of our Freedom Loan. What is a Freedom Loan? One, you pay zero closing costs. Two, you get a rate that's the same or lower than the rate other lenders charge you thousands in points and fees to get. The choice is clear. Pay thousands more than you should with another lender, or get the same or lower rate and have the Freedom Loan cover 100% of your closing costs. Act now. Freedom Loan APRs are as low as 1.92% for 8 to 15 year terms and 2.67% for 16 to 30-year terms. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Get a Freedom Loan and say no to high rates and closing costs. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Hi, Doug Wright and my friends at IntelliBed. Boy, do they pull out the stops for the Black Friday promotion. Of course, in our home, we've been sleeping on an IntelliBed forever, even have one in our guest bedroom. If you're looking for the best bed you can buy at an amazing price, how about this? 15% off any Signature Collection mattress, a free accessory bundle, including the two gelled microfiber pillows, a bamboo sheet set, a Prime Terry mattress protector, plus free shipping. Only IntelliBed is made with the revolutionary gel matrix, so you get the world's only bed, firm and soft at the same time. And this deal's waiting for you. Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale and Logan, or you can call 888-GEL-BEDS with a Z and speak to a sleep specialist. By the way, IntelliBed is giving away an $8,000 luxury mattress this November. All you have to do to enter is go to IntelliBed.com/no pressure for the giveaway details.
Stop by IFA's Early Bird Sale and find store-wide savings on gifts for everyone in your life. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
KSL News Time, 4:55, and we are checking Utah's money on Wall Street today. The Dow down 9 points to end at 35,804. S&P 500 gained by 10, and the NASDAQ was up by 70 points. KSL News Time, 4:56, and it's time for Jazz Notes. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
Jazz fans were up in arms on Tuesday night after it appeared an inadvertent whistle from the officials cost them the game against the Memphis Grizzlies. With 12 seconds left in the game, a Grizzlies player committed an offensive goaltend that should have given the Jazz the ball, but instead resulted in a jump ball at half court. After the game, Jazz coach Quinn Snyder said the team had to live with the results.
You know, we secured the ball, but that's the rule, regardless of when they blow the whistle.
Yesterday, the league admitted that it blew two calls in the final 2 minutes that worked in the Grizzlies' favor, though the non-goaltending call was deemed correct by the league. The Jazz will now look to get back to their winning ways tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. For more on tonight's game, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.